Hi, it's great to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart.
I'm Justine Toe.
Well, the Congo is a region racked by violence and poverty and civil war and instability. Life seems pretty grim on the ground, but one hospital, which is more than a hospital, is making a real difference. Heal Africa is the name of the hospital that Dr. Joe Lucy established with his wife Lynn in Goma in eastern Congo.
The hospital first began as a small clinic in 1995, but it's now a thriving institution that doesn't just heal the sick, but through a range of community development programs, seeks to bring healing to the wider community. The initiatives cover gender justice, trauma counselling, public health, education, microfinancing, training for doctors, and more.
We're very fortunate today to have in the studio Dr. Joe Lucy, who's the co-founder of Heal Africa, and Dr. Justin Paluku, who's a CEO of the organisation, also a doctor there. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Joe, Heal Africa, it's a bold name, even bolder vision, to heal a kind of ravaged community one person at a time. How did you and Lynn get the idea for the hospital?
This began with the refugees from Rwanda after the genocide. So we discovered that to heal a human being or to try to assist a human being, you have to be global. So we globally tried to begin a system, and because it was in a crisis, the sick were needing a doctor badly. And as I am a doctor then, we begin to treat people.
And you have a very holistic approach. You're not just seeking to treat individual people, but also address the situations that make them ill and sick in the first place. Can you tell us more about this holistic approach?
Yes. People were lacking everything. And they were lacking justice. They were lacking especially the human right. The women were the biggest victim and the children. So we tried really to help women because we see the women were in their human right were abused.
Justin, if we can bring you in here as well, we hear that women often suffer terribly, particularly in the Congo. How does Heal Africa seek to address the particular suffering that they experience?
We address that issue straight from the community, because the origin of rape, it's in the community. And what Heal Africa does, we try to get the community involved to address the issue of rape and to attend to survivors of rape. We've got the hospital where we solve their medical complications. So we attend to them at the hospital and in the community.
Yeah, Joe, we've heard that the Congo is perhaps the worst or the most dangerous place to be a woman. You've talked about rape, which happens a lot. Is that the main reason, or are there other reasons as well, that it's very difficult to be a woman in Congo?
Yeah, it's not because of rape, but also because women are getting married very early and they don't have access to good quality medical care. So they end up developing complications due to that poor access to medical care.
Yes, and I understand you're one of two doctors that can perform the fistula operation. That's really a great problem for many, many women.
Yes, I am lucky to be one of the people who can properly attend to women with fistula and genital prolapse. And it's unfortunate for the country because we have a very large population of 70 million people, of which a very large proportion is made of women. So being few surgeons or doctors who can properly attend to women is not good, but we try to do our best to attend to as many as possible that we can.
Dr. Joe, can I ask you, I know that your wife, who you began Heal Africa with, she was very passionate about community development. She must have also been very passionate about women's justice and healing women.
Yes. when there happened to be a rape. Why? Because it was really a military a junta that was trying to purchase the women. Women are the engine of the business into families in Congo. They fetch wood, they do the food, they go to market, they go to find water. And when this rebel or this military are finding them into the rural or in the bush alone, they really rape them. And this has been a big problem to my wife, to say, how can we allow the human being be mistreated and being so victimized by men? And another thing was the young boys of 12 to 15 were put in all the militia. And those young people with gun will think every woman is nothing. They can just do what they want with their lives. And this was what my wife and so we vowed to say, we must do something to act, to react to this inhuman situation of women. They are created in the image of God. We had to intervene.
And you both work in very trying circumstances. Sometimes it's been described really as a war zone. What's it like to work under those conditions?
It is really a very difficult situation, to say the lack of human being right, and to say the killing. But most of all, this happens, a man can still react with another man, but the women, the children, are just destroyed completely and without any defense. So we really tried as much as we could to try to raise the awareness of the world, to say, send and protect the women. I am lucky we have been able to change the constitution to give the women the right.
It's been a long journey you've been on in this work, 20 years since the clinic first opens its doors. What's that journey been like? I imagine there's been some good moments, but some challenges as well.
The big good moment was the people of this country have been very, very delightful to make sure they have joined us in trying to stop this mistreatment of women. That has been the delightful time of those moments, to say other people have joined us to do it.
So you mean this country, Australia, has
Yes, Australia have been great because they have helped us to rebuild, to have a laboratory. They have helped us to be able to do the operation. What was even the best, they have helped us to train the young doctor who can properly fix all these wounded and fistula women.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. We're talking to Dr. Joe Lucy and Dr. Justin Paluku from Heal Africa. It's a hospital based in Goma in eastern Congo, and it's doing great things to build up the community that has suffered so much as a result of civil war, poverty and violence. Now, Joe, or Justin, I can't remember who mentioned it, but you talked about working with the local communities to address rape and the gender injustice. This is called the Nehemiah Committee, is that right?
If 5 by 5 villages, we can put them together, and we take the Muslim, the Christian, the animist, and the chief, the traditional people, the women and the male, to say, sit together and learn to negotiate, learn to identify the problem, learn to respect the women. So this Nehemiah has been a big, big success, because to date, we are 131 big Nehemiah committees, and Nehemiah being a unity, a union of 5-6 villages together. So it has been a better way, and the women participating in the decision taking.
Justin, you not only work in Goma, so people come to you, but you have to go out into the villages. It's not easy, is it? There's not good roads, transport's very difficult. I imagine also just being able to communicate and discuss with the villagers what's going on with these women. Tell us a little bit about that work as you go out and try to heal women of fistula, and what are the particular social challenges for these women?
Yeah, Congo has most of its population in living in villages, in remote areas, and they cannot afford to come to big cities to see doctors and nurses. So to help them, you have to go and work on them in their places. So we travel from Goma, from where we are based, to villages where these women are. And the farthest I've gone is 3,000 kilometers, but we go to different places, 300, 500 different places to treat women. We don't have good roads. It's very difficult to drive in Congo. So to move from where we are to these places, most of the time we use planes. And we see women in the villages in very, very poor condition. They lack everything. They don't have shoes. They don't have clothes. And when we go, we have to travel with everything we are going to use. We travel with gloves. We travel with medicines, all the equipment we are going to use. And we travel as a team of a doctor, anesthetist, and a theater nurse. It's very difficult because the working conditions are not what you can imagine. There is no electricity. There is no running water. But we have to do with what we find on the ground.
I imagine it must be somewhat satisfying to see how much of a difference it can make to someone's life once you've gone through this operation.
We feel very satisfied when we see a woman who has been suffering for years, rejected by the husband, rejected by the whole community. And when you fix her, she feels like she has come back to life. So the whole village is happy, and for us it's a very big joy to be able to help hundreds of these women in the villages.
Now earlier, Joe, you mentioned how you believe that everyone's made in the image of God, and this obviously plays a part in why you bring women back to life in that sense by performing these operations on them. Can you tell us about the Christian motivation of Heal Africa?
Christian motivation is because we are in a context of people who are rejected, who have nobody behind them. And the love is really to show somebody that she belongs to your family, that she is a human. So when you build a family, a wife being happy and to feel the joy, to feel that she belongs. Not only that, we have been working in crisis time, and we were in front of people killing the genocide in Rwanda and so on. But we said, as a Christian, do we have to judge these people by just revenging? But we say, no, the vengeance is from the one who created us. But we remembered that the people who are being helping us, the Australian, came from far away. They don't know even us. They have shown their love to us who they don't know. And when we were kids in Sunday school, they told us, Jesus came even from far away more than Australia to come and die for us. So we said, let's imitate the example of Jesus and then of Australian. So we are in front of the best example to imitate, you Australian and Jesus above all. And then we do the same. So please continue to help us to continue to love other people because you love us. It's why you help us.
Well, that's lovely to hear that you're promoting Australia for us. It's wonderful to think that people have been able to contribute to someone like Justin's training. And I imagine that's the type of thing that you'd like to see more of.
Yes, because Justin is quite a small example. It has become a big international image of people wanting to imitate the model of Heal Africa. They have sent experts to see how they can install that model in Haiti. They are sending in other countries of Africa, South Sudan and so on. You have trained a lot of young people like Justin. We have today the best specialist, all specialized by Australian money. We came here not to ask for only help, but we came here to thank you. Not only that, we came here to see that you Australian, you are preparing to come and see us. When you send money, we are happy. But when you yourself, the Australian, come in flesh, we say, oh, this is showing really love.
Well, it's great talking to you about this. There's a really tangible, obvious difference that people's support has made. Got some of that sitting in front of us, and Justin is a great example of that. But he's one of two doctors in Congo who can perform the fistula operation. There's a need for a lot more. So this is the sort of thing I think people could get excited about to be able to contribute to. And if you're interested in hearing more about Heal Africa, go to www.healafrica.org. And as Joe says, even better, go and visit them in Goma. It's great having you both in. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. For more on this topic and many more besides, go to publicchristianity.org. Thanks for your company. See you next time.